This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, May 2nd. God's word to you today is the mark. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 2, verse 1, from the New Revised Standard Version, and it says, "You were dead through the trespasses and sins." The word dead in today's scripture reference means separation. There are three types of death the Bible talks about. Firstly, the physical death, and that is the separation of the spirit man from the body. When somebody dies, the body is still there physically, but they are referred to as dead. They are dead because their spirit has been separated from their body. Secondly, when the Bible talks about death, it could mean spiritual death. This is what God is referring to in Ephesians 2 verse 1. Spiritual death is the separation of the soul and the spirit of man from its maker. People that are separated from God are spiritually dead. Thirdly, eternal death, also known as the second death. While spiritual death can be on and off, meaning someone who was spiritually dead can come to Christ and become spiritually alive, the same person can become spiritually dead again if he or she goes away from Christ. But eternal death is when God eternally passes judgment and separates the souls of the people that are not aligned with him eternally. I pray that none of us will experience eternal death. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Ephesians 2 verse 1 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "You were dead through the trespasses and sins." This passage of scripture shows us clearly that we are separated for two reasons, trespasses and sins. You will not die spiritually in Jesus' name. Amen. However, what kills people spiritually is trespasses and sin. Trespasses are totally different from sins. There is an intersection because all trespass against the law is sin. But from the root cause, trespasses are totally different from sin. Sin is from archery. Archery is a sport or skill of shooting a target with a bow and arrow. In the game of darts, the player aims to place their darts in the center point of the concentric circle, known as the bullseye. The person that misses the bullseye is said to have sinned against the bullseye, missed the mark. To sin means to miss the mark. It means that there is a mark that God will have you reach. There is a target God will have you hit. If you miss that mark, you have sinned. It is not until you sleep with somebody's wife that you have sinned. The Bible says, and rightly so, that all have sinned. Now it is clear that you need help. I need help. We all need help. Let us pray. Lord, you are able to keep me from falling into sin, able to keep me alive and present me blameless before God the Father in everlasting life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.